Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. Excited about this weekend at the Pinnacle. Two shows for TNA Wrestling. Friday night, it'll be No Surrender. And then Saturday night, a taping of Thursday Night Impact. And to talk more about that, one of our favorites, Eric Young, who is no stranger to the studio as Joe breaks his microphone.
I was excited for Eric Young.
Good Lord. EY is in studio with us. Eric, good to see you. It's been a minute.
Yeah, great to see you guys. I was thinking when I walked in here how many different versions of me have walked through that door.
Oh, yeah.
I've probably been in here 20 or 25 different times. First time I would have had like a blonde, bleached blonde faux hawk.
Yep.
With no facial hair. I've had a great big like red beard.
You had the beard.
Yeah, with the crazy faux hawk or mohawk thing. Yeah, so it's a home where I lived in Nashboro Village just down the the way here in 2000. What year would that have been? 2006, 2007?
Yeah, because you'd come in and hang out with us when we first launched the sports station. And Joe was doing mornings and everything. And so, yeah, I mean, we've gotten to know each other over the years. I was telling Joe we did a Smashville Live together a few years ago
out in Murfreesboro. Right?
Yep. So, because you're a hockey guy, too.
Oh, yeah, so, diehard.
Yep. So, but excited because it's the first time TNA's done the Pinnacle. Pinnacle is really cool
it's
for
an
wrestling.
Amazing building.
Yeah,
amazing.
And it's going to be a very intimate. And you got two shows there with No Surrender, which will be on TNA Plus, and then Impact. As we were talking about off the air, now on AMC, which I think has been fantastic for you all.
Yeah, huge step. Look, at AMC, like we somehow went from Access, which was a great partner for us and kept this company alive, and we built our momentum there. You know what I mean? Like I'm not trying to you know, throw them out to pasture or whatever, but the truth is AMC, you could stay at a Motel 6 and they've got AMC.
Right. Yeah.
You stay at any hotel, they've got 12 channels, maybe 15 channels, and AMC is usually one of them. That's the big boy. You know, we're in the big leagues now. And the truth is I think a lot of people are like, man, we did it. Well, now the real work starts now.
Yeah.
Because right? getting it is part of the battle, but keeping it is the hardest part. So, like, the numbers have gone up every week. We're not on some, you know, rocket ship, but they're going up every week. AMC's super happy about that. We're super happy about that. And, you know, just want to, like, catch that lightning in a bottle that we've had going here for the last couple of years.
How much has the partnership with NXT and WWE helped? And I mean, you've been on both sides of this. You've worked for WWE. You've been with TNA pretty much since day one.
Yeah, almost day one.
Yeah. So I mean, you have seen all the iterations of TNA, but to have that partnership with NXT and WWE, I have to think that's been a good thing.
Yeah, the partnership is great. Like, look, like in all other things aside, just optically, you're working with the biggest company in the world, the biggest and most important wrestling company in the world is saying, this company is worthwhile. We're investing time and effort into them. Plus, like watching a WWE show, you know, 10 years ago, and you know, I know that you're a wrestling fan. 10 years ago, you would have never thought, man, I can't believe that the WWE mentioned anything about TNA wrestling or mentioned something that went on one of our shows. And now they talk about it openly and often.
I love it. I love it.
It's great awesome. For wrestling. This is like if the What If comic books came to life. Right? Like these two powers in the wrestling world are working together. And really, this is just the start, right? This is the tip of the iceberg for what that could be. As this company grows, as TNA grows, you're going to see, I believe you're going to see main roster crossovers. Pro wrestling fans are talking about it already. Joe Hendry, Jordan Grace, you know, like, and I'm not talking about us going to work there, us going there and working storylines throughout their universe and them coming to this side. It's Marvel and DC working together, making one comic book. It's wild.
I broke the mic. I wanted to show you how tough I am. That's why I did that.
I mean, you're taller and probably tougher than I am, for real.
Do that. How many years is this for you?
I mean, I started in like end of 97, early 98. So like, but full time 2004. Yeah, it's been my full time job since 2004.
So the young Eric Young, 12, 13, is this what you wanted to do?
Yeah. I mean, this, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, this is all I've wanted to do my whole life, you know, and you know, I'm a pretty emotional person, but it's wild to think about it. You know, I come from a tiny town, population of like 60 or 70 people. The closest McDonald's is 40 minutes away in Canada, which adds another layer of difficulty. But this is all I've ever really wanted to do. And it's been my full-time occupation since 2004. Opened a ton of doors for me. I had a fishing show, had a Travel Channel show, did a vinyl show on Access. I'm talking with the NHL right now and helping develop a show there that I might host. So, yeah, it's a... Dude, it's wild. I'm just some short, weird, fat kid from Southwestern Ontario.
Is there one moment in your journey where you think back like, this was really cool? I mean, just an arena or a match or something?
I mean, there's so many in wrestling. I was saying this one, and it's fresh in my mind. I get hit in the head a lot, so it's hard to me for me to keep all this straight. But I when I hosted the fishing show, there was a moment. I was at Upfronts, which is like they get together and they celebrate the new shows. And my show on Animal Planet was doing really well, and I was kind of becoming the face of Animal Planet. I did the Puppy Bowl, which was maybe the crowning achievement of my life. And I'm on stage at the Upfronts, and to the left of me is CEO and vice president of Discovery, and to the right of me is Oprah Winfrey on stage. And I'm like, how did I end up, I've got no shirt on, it's wild. You know, it's hard to believe, I mean, where I come from and my life. And then I'm, you know, that's not even that long ago. It's like 11 years ago that happened. And that seems like another lifetime ago. Now it's, you know, this move to AMC and being on The Walking Dead is one of my favorite TV shows. And I'm going to be the nerd that said, like, I read the books before anyone knew.
Yeah.
And I did. I made my wife read them. She's not a comic person. She became obsessed. So when the show came out, I was telling everybody, this is going to be unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And it blew up into be one of the biggest shows ever. Not because of what I said, but just because I knew, right? I was like, this is a movie.
Right.
These characters, it doesn't even matter that it's about zombies. It's about the human condition and about, you know, like love and right and wrong. And it's wild. And then it became this massive hit. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride. And I could literally sit here and now, like, I wrestled Sting, I love. I've worked with Shawn Michaels and became very close with Shawn Michaels, who's a person I idolized my whole life. I did Steve Austin's podcast. I sat at his house. We crushed like 26 Miller Lights and realized it was like 4 a.m. and I had to leave. And it's been a wild ride for me.
You know, it's great. Talking, Jeff Jarrett's been on here. We had the Hardy Boys last week, and talking to you, I can hear it. You guys have discovered this gratitude along this journey, 100%. Which I think is beautiful.
Yeah, 100%. And I try to keep that in mind and every day thinking, like, this is all I want to do. And very few people get to do what they want, you know, very few. And I've done it for, you know, most of my adult life. I've been paid to do something that I'm not going to tell them, but I would do it for free. You know, is this being recorded?
Right.
Carlos, I didn't mean that. He's the president of the company. Awesome guy. But yeah, it's surreal. And I come from, I'm not like I might even come from dirt poor or anything, but like the fact that I come, you know, my dad wasn't a wrestler. Like, I had no hand up. I started at negative. You know, negative, because I'm from Canada. I have to convince an American company to get me a visa to move here.
Right.
So it's another layer of difficulty. And I did it on my own, the old way. So it's I'm very grateful.
Let me ask you this. Why you? Why do you think you made it when so many are still trying to get to that level?
I'm going to say, and I got this from my father. He passed away a couple of years. I'm stubborn as a mule. Right. And for me, I wasn't going to be happy and nothing else was going to do. And the other truth is this, is I took every one of my apples. I only had two or three, but I took all three of them and put them in one basket and never moved them out of that basket.
Beautiful.
I refused because I wanted to do something that I cared about, that I'm passionate about. And as I went, those apples grew. You know, like I lived in Canada and I sold my house to my buddy. Me and him co-owned this house. I sold it to him for $2. I packed my stuff. I married a stranger to move down here. Like, I changed everything, closed my wrestling school, I had a good job.
Wow.
I left it all on a chance that maybe TNA would hire me. And they did. And then I had my first job there for 12 years. And I went to the WWE for 5 or 6 years and did really well there. Then COVID happened and I got fired. I would have fired me too. I'm not mad about it. I totally understand. I came back here and then I went back there. A lot of people don't know I went back there for almost a year, 11 months. And then a certain somebody, I'm not allowed to say his name, he came back and I refused to work for him. So I quit and then came back here. So it's just been a wild ride.
I think you said it best, putting the apples in one basket. I think the worst things we can have in life is a backup plan.
100%, and I never
because
wanted
that's it. Like, well, if I don't make it, I got a backup plan.
I know the kind of person I am, and if I have a backup plan, I'm not going to push. I'm not going to push like I need to.
I love it.
There was nothing else. I didn't care about anything else. Wrestling was my whole life. It's all I thought about. It's all I talked about. I ate it, breathed it, slept it 24 hours a day. It was my life. Great. It was life or death. That's how it felt like.
Eric Young is with us, TNA superstar. We'll have more with him coming up next. And again, you can go see him and others at the Pinnacle this weekend with No Surrender on Friday night and then a taping of Impact on Saturday night. Get your tickets at the Pinnacle box office and be sure to check it out. More with Eric Young next here on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday, talking with TNA wrestling superstar Eric Young, also officially a friend of the show. As we like to say, coming up this weekend, No Surrender Friday night at the Pinnacle and Impact at the Pinnacle on Saturday. You're going to be there. And I think the coolest thing that I get to ask you now is the fact that the name TNA Wrestling is back.
Yeah.
And when that happened about a year ago, I guess it was like, as a wrestling fan, I was like, man, this is cool. Because it takes me back to the shows that I used to go to out at the fairgrounds when the whole thing first started.
Yep.
And I just thought it was cool to bring that brand back and obviously keep Impact as the weekly show.
Yeah, I mean, I think the timing, I think it was perfect, to be honest. And, you know, I was a part of it, but, you know, so that sounds biased. But the move away from TNA to Impact, there was like this weird time where there was this cloud following the company, this black cloud over it, and it didn't matter how good the pay-per-views were or how good the television, it didn't matter what we did. There was just always this negative energy over it. And they switched away to Impact. And like, look at, I mean, I worked there. And I mean, it still took me a lot to not call it TNA Wrestling. And I think everyone, even when it was Impact, was still thinking about it being TNA Wrestling. So the move back there was amazing. It was in Chicago at the Chicago Club. And they did the video that Eric Tompkins did. And it was unbelievable. And there was like me and like Josh and Jordan. There's like six of us in the ring. And that thing opened and then the bright light and then TNA and we're back. And man, people went crazy. Went crazy. It's one of the loudest audible pops I've experienced in my life. It's not even a big building. There's maybe 1,200 people there, you know, but it was, the timing was right and everything. It just feels right. And that's, people have always called it that, even when it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you look at the wrestling business as a whole, you got WWE doing their thing with TKO. You guys in TNA, AEW, NWA. There's all the indies. You know, New Japan still. I feel like the business is maybe the healthiest than it ever has been, but definitely a long time.
That's the WWE, you know, first moving to Fox, and Fox is paying them $29 billion to air their television show.
Yeah.
That's a real multi-billion dollar company.
That's an NFL deal.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's a multi-billion dollar company that doesn't make mistakes saying people watch this and we're willing to pay for it.
Yep.
They're paying that price for the rights to air that show.
Right.
They believe that enough people are going to watch those and watch their commercials and pay for ads and do all that stuff because WWE is a multi-generational worldwide entity and has been for 40 years. It just took a long time for the rest of the world to catch up and be like, pro wrestling is here to stay, and it's massive. And it's every week. Every week. The WWE alone puts out 6 to 8 hours of original content from start to finish themselves. One company. It's massive. And like, more people are making more money. There's more jobs. There's more everything. It's the biggest and healthiest it's ever been.
If you look at, I mean, in and on every day now, if you stretch it across multiple companies.
If you're watching all of it, I don't know how you have time. Yeah. You know, and when I was just a wrestling fan, you know, like, you know, 14, 15, like I watched it all, but that was two shows.
Right.
You know,
it was
now there's, I mean, if you're talking NWA and you're talking New Japan or AAA or, you know, CMML, like it's 30, 40 hours a week.
It's amazing. Yeah. Eric Young is with us.
It helps you turn your mic on, Eric. Where's the coolest place? I always ask this. I love talking to you guys. Your passport. What's the coolest passport stamp you got?
I mean, Japan was a big one for me. I have always wanted to go there. I've been to Australia now twice. Completely amazing. and nothing to do with wrestling. Me and my wife went to Switzerland this last summer and spent like 16 days and almost didn't come back is the truth.
We first went to
Oasis play at Wembley in London with some two of our friends, and then me and her spent, I guess, 15 days it would have been in Switzerland.
Wow.
Kind of taking trains and stuff all over the place. And one of the days we're on, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the highest point like a civilian can get to, unless you know how to like do ropes and mountain climbing and stuff. It's the highest point that you can get to in the world. And I'm like, we're walking around on snow. And then later, literally like within 4 hours, we were swimming in a lake that mountain was melting into in one day. Incredible. I've got like Riyadh, you know, which is a place that I never thought I'd go. Saudi Arabia, the Emirates. I stood at the base of that tall building in Mission Impossible the day it opened.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
I stood at the base of it. The first day you could only go up to 200 floors. So we didn't spend the $85 or whatever it was, but there was a shut off. It was like a bunch of like really rich people took a bunch of drugs and said, let's make a big giant city in the middle of the desert. and that's what it is. It's just this crazy, you're driving on these roads and there's nothing but sand, and you come over this hill and there's this crazy city, and there's a crane on top of every building because nothing's finished and no one's living in them. Everyone's driving around in Lamborghinis or horse-driven carts and camels, and it's a wild place, man. It's a wild place.
All right, so I asked the Hardy Boys. I always like this question too. The craziest place been recognized. Jeff Jarrett said on a beach in Australia. Hardy Boys said at Easter Island. What's a crazy spot you've been recognized?
In Switzerland. We were there, and they recognized me from the fishing show, even though I don't look anything like I
really?
Did when I did the fishing show. Yeah.
Oh, that's
I think
cool.
They heard my voice, and they were asking. And it aired all over the world. Like, it was really popular in Germany, really popular in China. I didn't know that it aired in Switzerland, but I guess it did. And they were asking me, are you the guy from the fishing show? And I was like, man, that's crazy.
That's good,
it's
though.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah, I mean, being on the fishing show, it was like I wasn't sharing the screen with other people. It was on Animal Planet. It did really well. So there was like this brief time where I was like a real celebrity. You know, it wasn't just wrestling people. Like, I could be anywhere in the world, and people would be like looking at me. I'm like, man, they know me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, it's from wrestling, and it was never wrestling. It was always from the fishing show.
Oh, that's
cool. So, yeah,
cool.
It was a wild time.
I remember I asked a wrestler one time, why does this continue to work? And he told me, he's like, it will always be good versus evil.
Yep.
Wrestling. And that's the basis. That's the genesis of everything. It'll always be good versus evil. As long as they keep it good versus evil, wrestling will never go away.
White hat versus black hat.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, white knight, black knight, like however you want to describe it. Good versus evil is the perfect story. And that'll never change. People want to cheer for the underdog, or people want to cheer for the person that, you know, has been manipulated into this bad situation. If you watch, as a pro wrestler, I watch movies. Movies are put together the same as pro wrestling matches. It shows that a guy, he's polite, and he opens the door for a lady, and he's got a dog, and that's the good guy. And here comes the bad guy, and he spit on the ground and pushed the old lady down, and that's the bad guy. It's the exact same as pro wrestling. It's the same recipe. So I can't watch movies and enjoy them anymore either, because I'm analyzing them. But the truth is pro wrestling is the best bang for your buck entertainment-wise. You guys go to live music. You've been there when the lead singer mails it in, or he shows up 2 hours late, or he only wants to play folk music and doesn't play any of his hits. I've heard of people that gone to Bob Dylan and experienced that. You know, pro wrestling is designed for you to enjoy yourself every single second that you're there. You will never go to a pro wrestling event and feel ripped off. Never. It's the most bang for your buck, entertainment-wise, that you will ever get. And I tell people, I've said this in every interview I've done today, If you're on the fence, and maybe pro wrestling is not your thing, buy a ticket and go to it live. It will change your mind. And if you don't have a good time, you can contact me through social media, and I will cover your ticket with my own money.
Oh,
that's how much I believe in it, because it's the truth. I get, when I was doing the fishing show, we keep it in it back here, but like there's these artsy people that work for Animal Planet and work for Discovery. They don't even like pro wrestling. They actively hate it because they don't understand it.
Right.
But because I was there, they came to the shows. Every time we'd go to New York, I would have to get 50 tickets because they fell in love with it.
That's great.
TV, my two loves in life are hockey and pro wrestling. And here's the truth. They make money through television. Television does it no justice. If you've ever been to a live hockey game, you understand.
Good point.
Nothing is better no sport is better in North America than a live hockey game. You could know nothing about it and still have, what other sport can guys fist fight and then come back on the ice? It's the best. Yeah. It's the best. And pro wrestling is the same. If you understand everything about it and love it, TV, it's great. It's great on TV.
Yeah.
But nothing beats it live because now it's real. It's not a camera trick. The sounds, the chops, like everyone's, oh, woo, that's fun. It hurts.
Oh, I'm with you on this. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's if you can get them in the door, they may not become diehards or people that come, you know, to, you know, travel all over the place and spend all their money on pro wrestling every week.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, if you're kind of on the fence about it and you come and watch this Friday and Saturday, when we come back, you'll go again because you'll love it. And you may not understand anything that's going on.
Yeah.
It won't matter. It's good guy versus bad guy. And people are yelling and cheering and singing, and it's a drug. It's just energy the whole time, and if you can't get addicted to that, there's no chance for you in life.
I think it's great. And Chase hears this all the time. We bring wrestlers on, ask the same question. My son, he's 19 and a half years old.
Yep.
Him and his buddies, there's a bunch of buddies, can name maybe 3 football players, but they can name about 75 wrestlers.
Right.
I mean, and
right.
This is just not his. I mean, this is all these kids.
Right.
Why do you think that's so?
Well, I think when I was a kid, when I was that age, it could be kind of embarrassing to tell people that you liked wrestling. Like when I was in high school,
yeah.
Even though Monday Night Raw, like they're doing 14s, like, yeah. Like tens of millions of people are watching this every night,
yep.
But it was still kind of taboo, you know? Oh, it's fake. I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched or enjoyed a Star Wars movie. But there ain't nothing real about it. The Marvel Universe, an amazing universe, yeah. Not part of the real world.
Right.
Like the faster you can get over that and realize we're not trying to convince you that it's real. We're trying to entertain you. It's just another medium for that.
Right.
It's very physical. It's very hard. And it's very real in a way that the stuff that you see is happening. As a pro wrestler, I have to say it's the only thing real on television. I've been saying basketball's fake for a long time. And all this, yeah. The scandal comes out and people are rigging games and blah, blah. The game was already rigged in pro wrestling. We're telling you it is rigged. We just want you to enjoy yourself. Right. You know, and that's what it's about. And I mean, right now we may need entertainment more than we've ever needed it.
Mm-hmm.
This world is a wild place to live and to survive. I think there's way more good than there is bad. There's way more good people than there are bad people. But we need a distraction. You want to take your mind off things and have a good time for a couple hours, this is your ticket. And it'll be cheaper than anything you get anywhere in the city.
Do you think that, you know, because, I mean, when you were coming in, it was still, you got to protect the story, kayfabe, like, yep. Kayfabe isn't dead and all that stuff. And now you got WWE doing a show telling you, no, this is yeah. How we do it. This well, is how
this
it's
is
made.
The WWE leading by example. I've been talking yeah. about this for 10 years. The faster 95% of the people watching the show understand, they're right. in on the joke.
Yep.
They already
yep.
understand. They're well aware that we don't hate each other. They're well aware that we're characters. They just want to get wrapped up in it. It's just like watching Star Wars or watching any television show. You just want to forget that it's not real. And it's real easy to do, especially when you're there live.
Yeah.
By doing these shows, and I haven't watched an episode, but I've seen a ton of the clips. There's two things to this. One is you're telling everybody it's really hard to do. And hundreds of man hours are painstakingly thought about every detail. What we're doing is very difficult. There's billions of dollars on the line, and everyone in it takes it very serious. The other thing is if you believe that that's real, I got some property on the moon I'd like to sell you.
Right.
Because it's not, it's like another reality TV show. They're telling you how to feel and think
yep.
because they're the WWE and they're super geniuses.
Yeah.
What they're doing it with a vehicle that is telling everybody this is very difficult to do. There's billions of dollars on the line and we take it very serious. And they talk about it until they're blue in the face. Every single day, there is no off season. I'm buddies with pro athletes, really good friends with Mike Fisher. And he was like, well, when's your off season? I was like, there is no off season. Yeah. My off season, I had 4 months off when I tore my ACL.
Oh, right.
That's the long.
By the way, that's real.
That's real.
Yeah.
100% real.
I mean, I've that's the other thing too. Like I get very defensive of
like
you
that.
All when people are like, "Oh, it's fake." It may be scripted. There
sure.
may be a storyline,
yep.
but I've seen you take a chair shot where 100%. You get up and you're kind of going, "Where am I?"
Sure.
Like, I mean, this sure. it hurts.
It's way more real than people want to think. And it's not real in a way where it's combat or it's UFC where we're trying to knock each other out, but it's very physical. And like, I've trained pro athletes. I trained Frank Wycheck. I trained Pac-Man Jones. The first time they take a fall, they get this look. They turn and look at you like, what? They're looking under the ring for the spring. And why is the ring so hard? This is all year round, 365 days a year. I probably won't have to wrestle 60 minutes on Friday, but I'm physically ready to because I might be asked to.
Yeah.
All year round. There is no off season.
Yeah.
Never ends. And the more popular you get and the more money they pay you, the more you got to work.
Well, and that's why like I respect somebody like Jelly Roll that went through the training and everything and went down to Orlando.
He'll tell you.
And like the first bump he took, he's like, "Holy, that hurt." Yes. You got marks on your back
and
all this stuff.
It's not for everyone. Like I've had a wrestling school and trained people. This was all they thought about their whole life, and they last maybe a week. Because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Right? Yeah.
There's maybe 250 jobs available in the whole world. I've had one of them since 2004. I am a lucky, lucky man.
What's the phrase, everybody's jealous of where you are, nobody's jealous of how you got there?
That's right. Yeah. They're jealous of my position, but they don't see the work. It's the diagram of the glacier, right? The tip top of it shows and it's beautiful and everyone can see that tip. You don't see the giant thing under the water where I'm eating 16 cans of tuna a day and somehow didn't get mercury poisoning, you know, sleeping my car with my sleeping bag for 4 or 5 days on end. You know, like they don't see that stuff. I wouldn't change any of that. That makes this even better.
Great.
You know, even sweeter. I wouldn't change it for anything.
Real quick, because you were talking about like if someone's never been to a show and what to expect. To me, I would tell people going to the Pinnacle Friday or Saturday where it's a little bit of a smaller venue.
Yep.
You're up close. It's more intimate. You can hear the grunts and the slams and
it's the
everything.
Way to do it.
So, yeah. So why would that be beneficial to somebody that may be doing this for the first time?
Yeah. I mean, like, you go to WrestleMania and you're in the 300 section.
You can't see.
And the guys are, you know, an inch tall and you have to listen to their music. Like I was at WrestleMania 3. I mean, I could barely see the people in the ring. It didn't matter. I was there. And that started my addiction for this. But in a building like that, there is no bad seat at the Pinnacle.
Yep.
You could be in the very back row in the balcony. You're 45 feet from the ring.
Right.
Right? It's not a massive building. It will be full. It will be electric. And you will have a good time. I promise you. What I am not, it's not hyperbole. I'm not blowing smoke. If you go and buy a ticket and you don't have a good time, I will give you your money back. My money. Not TNA. They're not covering this. I'll pay you out of my own bank account. That's how much I believe in it. There is nothing better than live pro wrestling. I've gone to all of it. The circus, Cirque du Soleil, exotic dancing. I've seen all forms of entertainment. And there is nothing better for your money than pro wrestling.
Our producer's grandfather was a legendary pro wrestler.
No way.
Yeah, he wrestled in the NWA, actually under Jerry Jarrett. So back in the day,
That's what?
Tell him his name.
Lorenzo Parente. Yeah, his first match was in Amarillo, Texas.
Man, oh man.
Yeah. So he's heard some stories.
I'm sure. Some ones that we can't even probably say.
There was a time when he went to Australia and was Andre the Giant's tag team partner, Round Robin, for 6 months.
That's unbelievable. He drank a couple beers, I bet.
No doubt.
I guarantee it.
Well, speaking of, we're going to give a 4-pack of tickets for Impact Saturday night.
You can't call me about the free tickets. If you get free tickets, I'm not coming.
No, these are free.
I'm not giving you your money back on the free ones.
First caller, 615-737-1025, will hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets to see Impact Saturday night at Pinnacle. Eric, it's been fun, man. Always love catching up with you. Thanks for doing this.
My home away from home.
Absolutely.
Cheers,
and we'll talk hockey next time, too. So
awesome.
We'll make that happen. Eric Young, you can see him Friday, Saturday night at the Pinnacle, TNA Wrestling. We'll have more coming. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.